Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Minor, and it is always a joy to have you with us. Today's show is filled with such informative information, but not just informative information, but information that is close to the heart. And you'll see what I mean in a moment as we greet our guest, upcoming guest, and that will be Tom Waters. One thing I wanted to mention is we have been receiving such wonderful phone calls from those of you who have appreciated the show. And we want to simply say thank you for, you know, just sharing what you have through all this time and emailing us and calling and letting us know how much you appreciate the topics on the show. But even more so, what we're finding is that people are suggesting different topics that they would like to hear covered, and that is a joy. So thanks for that. Keep those coming on. We would, in fact, the other day I was talking to a person who called in, and they were mentioning that they really enjoyed the show, and they've been going into the archive sections of the show, listening to the past month's interviews and how much they've been getting from those. So we just want to thank Jane and actually Sandy as well for that. We appreciate you very, very much. And Mind, Your Body, and the Spirit, as you know, is brought to you by the Healthy Referral Newspaper, and that is our national, international, full-size newspaper that is dedicated to preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive news. And in this day and age, when someone hears positive news, it's like, wow, what a joy, what a change, what a shift. And it sure is much more rewarding to be taking in information and vibrations such as this kind of information that Mind, Your Body, and Spirit offers you than so many other types of communications. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. We also have different contact opportunities. You can reach us either by email, of course, and the email address would be Marchia, that's MarchiaCM. At yahoo.com. Again, that's MarchiaCM at yahoo.com. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, healthyreferral.com. And jokingly, I always say we spell referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com, mainly because, and I say that way because so many people spell referral in different ways, and they can't find our websites, and they call us, and they say we can't get in. So just be sure to put two R's in there in the word referral. And our phone number is 216-533-2273. Once again, 216-533-2273. we have different topics that have brought interest to many people from around the world. And when I mentioned the calls that have been coming in, the interesting part about it is that it is an energy of, I would say it is a global energy. We always knew from the beginning of the Healthy Referral newspaper starting back in 1989 that the mission would be a global energy, and that's exactly what has happened through these years. And the only reason that it is that is because all of you. So we thank you so, so very much. We are going to be doing a wonderful interview today with a person who was referred to me by a dear, dear friend in the Florida area. And his name is Tom Walters. And I'm going to check to see if Tom is on or if I have to kind of bring him in. Tom, are you there? Okay, let me see if I can bring him in. Tom,
Marcia,
Tom,
can you hear me?
Yes,
oh,
I
there you
can.
Are.
Were you able to hear me?
Yes, I can now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, I actually kind of just wait until I'm finished with the intro. That way you don't have to hear all of that. But, Tom, this is a very last-minute interview, and these are the kinds of interviews that we have found through the years are so rewarding. I'm not sure why that is, but it's sort of like, okay, you know, this person has been mentioned to us. We did make a contact. We had a brief conversation, very briefly on the phone a couple weeks ago. And I've had you, you know, on this information sheet of mine that I've been looking at for the past several weeks. And at the last moment today, I'm going, you know what, I need to call him. So this is how, listeners, I just want to tell you that this is how this has happened today. So I'm sure it's going to be filled with lots of just beautiful information for you. So, Tom, again, I, of course, have read about you and what you're doing and talked with my dear friend Diane Phillips, who is the one who referred you to me in the first place. And by the way, Diane, thank you.
And what a beautiful person Diane is. I just want to say thank you, Diane, for facilitating
yes,
this.
Yeah, she is. She's a remarkable. And I, Tom, I have to mention that the reason that I met Diane Phillips was because of a very, very dear friend who is Ann Anderson. And Ann and Diane had connected a while back, and Ann says to me, I have to introduce you to Diane. You guys will just, like, love each other, you know. and that's how it happened. So really it's Ann to Diane and then to you. So
that's
here
awesome.
We are. Yeah. But you are located in what area of the world, Tom?
Right. I live here in Orange County, California, just not too far from Disneyland.
And so I, you know, I was thinking earlier, even before I called you, when I was reading through your information, there's such simple terminology that, you know, that people don't quite understand or comprehend the meaning of it. And also when certain words come into play to describe something that's simple, then the person looks at the word that's trying to describe that which is simple, and they get all caught up in it. So I would like to begin today by just saying, okay, you are what's considered a parachemist, correct?
Correct. Other people may call it alchemists or alchemy. We basically work in the field of alchemy, but we call it parachemistry. Alchemy is kind of a loaded word. It has a lot of different meanings to people, but what we're doing is basically attributed to Paracelsus, who was a physician and an alchemist. Many people practiced alchemy, from Isaac Newton to Sir Francis Bacon, John Dees. And so we carry the tradition of Paracelsian chemistry, and it's been continued on down the line, unbroken, for essentially back to ancient Egypt, probably beyond that as well, but we can definitely trace it to Egypt.
And So when you, because I know the information that I did read mentioned that you began your interest in this at a very early age. So how did all that happen?
I've always loved plants, and my grandparents had somewhat of a farm, self-sustaining farm that they fed themselves, and they would, you know, pickle stuff for the winter, and they had this really cool little thing I was exposed to when I was a young kid. So for my vacations, I would go out and to this place in Pennsylvania, actually. I was living in Illinois at the time. And this little five-acre farm, I found a tremendous appreciation for nature and plants, and my grandparents really instilled upon me the value of some of these things. And so I basically got involved in, you know, farming and on that kind of a level, and interested in, you know, food growing and other plants and stuff that my grandparents would use. Prepared tinctures and some minor stuff when I was, you know, younger, but really didn't get into it really hard into what we're doing with the parachemistry. That's been more of a recent thing, probably like 6 years or something like that, five or 6 years, where we've really gotten into this approach and this discipline. But before that, I would make allopathic tinctures. So there's a difference between what we do and what an allopathic type effect would have on someone. So we're using more of a it's hard to describe. It instigates the organ systems on an energetic level. Actually, it's almost like a tuning fork like concept. So that we actually ingest these materials that have signatures that are tuned into these certain frequencies. It's amazing how these guys figured this out, because this isn't anything we've invented. This was passed down through many, many different societies, if you will. The Rosicrucians had this information as well. And so we basically just followed that stream.
And so, you know, the connection that we have in a natural way to plants, all kinds of plants, because as children, most children anyway, if not all, really do have an original fascination, you know, with the earth, things that grow from the earth. And interesting enough, so many times toward the latter part of life, we find ourselves actually reconnecting more with it as we did when we were a child. And it's almost like the in-between time of all those years sometimes, you know, is so busy with whatever it may be that then we're brought back to more of that energy of the earth later on again. So when you're doing what you're doing, and in fact, I know what the listeners are sort of like just thinking right now is, well, okay, all the plants on the planet, if in fact they're beneficial, and you're doing what you're doing, Tom, what brings them to the place? What brings the plants, the tinctures, however you want to word it, to the place of being able to do what they can do in the form of a tincture? In other words, what can they actually, what goes on with them to be able to help something that's going on with us in our physical body?
Right, that's a great question, actually. These ancient people found out through observation that these plants had correspondences, is what we would call them. They have correspondence with different planetary systems, with different planets, and with different days of the week, and those also relate to organs in the body.
Yes.
And so, for instance, the sun, Sunday, there's the, which is basically the heart, but each one has a correspondence and an energetic signature. And so you would actually, they're very subtle energies. So basically, when you combine these subtle energies, they have a more of a synergistic effect, so that if you took this tincture, prepared it on the day of its correspondence or of its influence, so like you, that's the key to build up this subtle like energy almost into it. And so when you process the plant, you would harvest it on the day of its influence, pull it up by the roots and let it dry out naturally. You don't cut it. And there's all sorts of ways of doing this to where you can actually incorporate these energies into your tincture that then help tune the organ that has that correspondence in your body. So if you have some issues with your liver, you would take a liver corresponding tincture. And it would work on an instigating level. It wouldn't be an allopathic.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. In fact, you know, that everything that's shared on the show is, you know, preventive natural health and that type of thing. So it's I think the listeners are pretty geared to realizing that it's not the allopathic method that we're talking about. And you mentioned, Tom, you know, a word that has been around us for a very long time, and that is the word signatures. So what you just shared in regards to the signatures of the plant kingdom, we have shared through different shows that we've done about the signatures of food. So to me, you know, our plants, quote, are our food, our medicine. In other words, let food be thy medicine, medicine thy food. And every plant, or let's say an avocado as an example. An avocado is shaped like a pear, or it has a pear shape. It has a large pit in the center. And when you cut an avocado in half, and you can even get a better picture of the shape of it, and then you see the pit right there. And the signature of that is from the time you plant the avocado pit to the time that it starts to bear fruit is 9 months. And the nutrients in that avocado are extremely good for the reproductive system. So you have a food that has a pear-shaped look like the womb that takes 9 months for it to produce, and the nutrients in it are extremely good for the reproductive system.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Isn't
that amazing? We see this in nature, and so even when we work in the field of alchemy, we see all these little things that are just like you said, like this works. It's really bizarre, but there's a system of medicine, the Ayurvedic system, and they actually relate very well with the alchemy that we do. If anybody's familiar with the Ayurvedic system, there's three different doshas that comprise a person. Yeah, so basically, and that was really well put. I mean, food is definitely your medicine. So that's what we actually talk about in the very beginning, is getting a diet appropriate for your dosha. And so what we do is we find out our dosha, and anywhere online you can go to whatismydosha.com, or there's several places to find this information out. And then you eat foods that bring the out-of-balance dosha into balance. And each one of those doshas, there's kapha, pitta, and vata. They actually relate to the three essentials in alchemy, which I know this is a lot of information to throw at
listeners
right now.
This is good. No, this is
awesome.
This is absolutely fine. This is not like, you know, I'm sure there are people listening who haven't heard of any of it, but again, a lot of them have, and one thing is sort of interconnected with the other, so go right ahead.
Excellent. So basically, all of matter that exists that we can physically see can be broken down into three essentials according to the practice that we do. There's the salt, sulfur, and mercury of any given substance, and you can work on these materials in the lab and pull them out of the material and separate them and recombine them and make a proper tincture, and that's what we call a spagyric process when we separate and recombine into a more elevated, refined form in which your body can then assimilate, which does the instigation type effect. But each, it's interesting the relation between the kapha is the salt, the vata is the sulfur, and the pitta is the mercury of the alchemists. And so these systems, you know, our system comes through Europe, Germany. This system in India goes back 5,000 years. If you look at some of the Chinese tradition that goes back, there's also relations into alchemy. So alchemy has been around for quite a while, and you could see it in these other systems.
And as far as the allopathic way of doing things, it's, you know, I watch the faces of people when I've spoken with them, and they realize how young, you know, what modern, let's say, Western medicine is, and how when we talk about a process or a way that has been around, you know, for 5, 6, 7, 8,000 years and worked, you know, what has us think that what we have created in this, you know, drug-related synthetic chemical venue, you know, could offer what is really needed when the body needs to heal.
All right.
It's all right. It's quite interesting to see. But so when a person starts to wake up, Tom, it's very interesting too, because once we start to wake up, we can't go back to sleep.
That's right. If you can't put that back in the bottle, the genie's out of the bottle, so to speak. And that's really what it is for us. It's like we see that the modern sciences and the pharmaceutical industries and all the things that are really a for-profit type model. And so there really is no interest in providing anything that won't make money. It's just their bottom line. So
exactly. What
we have to do is be, I feel like, more a self-reliant nature, kind of like just really just, we don't need experts, you know. We just need well-researched materials that already have shown results. And the systems that you just see, it's funny because, like, people just can't even imagine that a lot of the stuff I get is, well, why don't, you know, if this stuff works so well, why isn't it everywhere or something? And, you know, it's like we get so caught up in this little environment that was created that we can't even step outside of it and see just, it's like nobody has clarity in this system right now. And so I think that giving people the tools and the empowerment to heal themselves and others is really our approach. And that's really what I want to focus my effort on, is not only providing the materials, but allowing people to learn how to do it and continuing this tradition and preserving this tradition, because I think there's so much value in it. The things that I've seen and experienced with some of these materials, very profound, and I'm hoping to just kind of gain a wider interest in it. We have actually a festival that we're doing on Saturday called Ormus Fest. If you don't mind me plugging that.
Absolutely. So what is it called again?
Awesome. It's Ormus Fest, and it's www.ormusfest.com. And
spelling that O-R-M-U-S?
O-R-M-U-S-F-E-S-T.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to do a live streaming as well, so you'll be able to get a lot of the inside information on some of this cutting-edge technology that all of us are involved in. So alchemy has its own kind of field, but Ormus is kind of a modern scientific looking back, trying to do some alchemy processes, which they make materials that have value as well. It's just a different discipline that we also kind of are. It's not a whole lot of people in this movement right now, so we're involved with this Ormus thing too, but the alchemy thing has its own scene as well. Like, they have the International Alchemy Guild that's been around since 1968, so we have conferences occasionally in Los Angeles. So there's two different kind of movements going on here, but we just love the opportunity to be able to share this information with people. And this is practical information that people can do themselves. And if they don't want to do it, the materials are also available for them as well.
Mm-hmm. And listeners, we are and have been talking with Tom Waters, who is a parachemist. He began his work with nature at a very early age, preparing various plant tinctures, etc. So this conversation is sharing with you information that will help you realize that plants are truly our friends. They are our friends as well as friends of the planet, and we are all part of this earth. And for people who would like to get in touch with you, Tom, how would they do that? Let's say some websites, phone number, emails, which whatever you prefer.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to speak with any of your listeners if they had any more any questions or further information they would need. I can be reached at tom@thesecretfire.org. And my website also is www.thesecretfire.org. And you can also call me. I have a cell phone, and I'll give that out to your viewers if they have any questions. But my cell phone is 714-926-7051.
And then one more time.
Oh, yeah.
One more time with this cell.
Mm-hmm, 714-926-7051.
Okay. And you mentioned that you do workshops, things like that. So can you tell a little bit more about that process?
Absolutely. There's many workshops that we do. There's a group of us basically that are working towards a common goal called, which is TriStar. TriStar was the vision of Dr. Rydell, who also goes by the name of Frater Albertus. He had a paralab in Utah back in the late 70s. And so basically there's a group of us that still want to continue his dream. And so we're piecing together this idea where people can, we'll have an Ayurvedic physician or other physicians on site that can actually, you know, licensed physicians that can treat and diagnose things that then our lab can make these custom blends based on the system. And also it will also have a classroom type setting for people to learn this work that we do to help promote it. But I think that's the model that we envision. But up to till we get to that point, we're doing little mini workshops. I'll do like a couple hours. I'm doing a number of them coming up here across the country, which will be listed on the Secret Fire website. But primarily we do one-day workshops that teach people how to make these tinctures, and it's physical, hands-on. It goes about the theory, about how to engage this particular way of making the tinctures, but also goes into, it's so important, like you had mentioned, that everything has this energetic signature, and we have an antenna and a receiver, basically, a transmitter and a receiver. So we got to basically clear us first. Or we can start getting involved in some of this stuff. So what I try to do is show people where they're at and how to kind of clear the consciousness, basically. And it's almost like clearing or cleaning the consciousness, which is actually a physical act of taking these tinctures every day of the week. And those actually promote these organ systems to purify your blood, which is actually where consciousness, according to our tradition, resides. It actually resides in the blood. So our first thing is to teach about how to clean you out, remove all the toxins and stuff. And then we then work on the next stuff, which is really just empowering the human into what they really, the powers that they really have that they just kind of never really, no one really told them, no one, they weren't exposed to it or anything, but there are some really amazing stuff that human beings can do when they switch off the autopilot, robotic kind of existence, and become an aware, observant human being that has refined their soul or their soul to a higher elevation almost, or not an elevation, but a attunement. It's almost like tuning in a frequency range.
Let's say dimension, maybe? Right. Higher dimension. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is right. Actually. There's like this, the concept that we work with is we're fixing our soul to the spirit, which is, you know, the soul is the sulfur, the spirit is the mercury, and the body is the salt, which is where these two things interact within your frame, within the body. And so really we're refining the essence in this container or this grail or this body of ours. So it's just basically our bodies are an alchemical laboratory that refines our essence, which is our soul.
Well, and you know, the sayings, there's been many, but, you know, the one that we've heard over and over again through time, which is, you know, the body truly is a temple.
It really is.
And so many people don't have a clue what they're walking around in.
Right.
And we're definitely not talking about religion here, listeners.
Right, exactly.
we're talking about spirituality and our connection to, you know, to that creative energy or creative force, whatever it is you want to call it, really doesn't make a difference. So, you know, I was listening very closely with what you were saying and how you were saying it, and I do know, we've been doing what we're doing for 25 years, my business partner and I, with educating the public, and I can see how so many people are dumbed down you know, through, and because, let's say because of many reasons, we walk the planet, we experience what we do, we're exposed to the things that we are. Many times we don't have a clue what we're being exposed to on a physical level. And all of these things impact us. So to be healthy in mind, body, spirit, and emotion, we really have to be living, I won't even say, Tom, outside of the box. I would have to say living such as that there isn't even a box.
I love that.
Because it's the, and it reminds me of even that saying, you know how you heard about the glass, instead of looking at the glass half empty, you should look at it as half full. I've always said, excuse me, how about if we're looking at the glass overflowing?
Right.
You know, it's, and so my point simply being that we are exposed to so many things that impact us, you know, with toxicity of all kinds on a physical nature, you know, mental nature, spiritual nature, and it's all because we're all together with that, and you know, we're all of those things together. But then to do these kinds of things that we're talking about today on the show are really, really vital. Otherwise, we go through life now, not living our purpose. And I know that most of us who are into these kinds of things realize that, you know, we are here for a purpose. We're not here just to be here.
Right. Absolutely.
So, and when we find our purpose, and you certainly know this, there is no greater joy that gives you the passion and the energy to get up and take off each day and not even want to stop at the end of the day or whatever the end of the day is for a person, because you're doing what you really love to do. So are you familiar with the Chautauqua Institute?
Yes,
in
little bit.
Rhinebeck, New York?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. I'll have to talk with you a little bit more when we speak next over the phone, because we have some just wonderful things that are taking place, and I really should talk with you about that. The Chautauqua Institute and my business partner and I, we sat down with one of the main people at the what's called the Athenaeum Hotel. You know, Chautauqua's been in existence for about 130 plus years,
right.
And it's a premier cultural arts holistic center campus, basically. And they were excited about hearing of our Healthy Referral newspaper and the things that we've been doing all these years. So we met, And right now what's happening is the Healthy Referral newspaper is going to be distributed on the campus of Fish Chautauqua Institute in many locations on the campus, including, I know they were checking to see if it could also be done at the actual entrance gate, you know, where people come in, to where that they can go ahead and give a copy, because the Healthy Referral is free, you know, for people to have. And so I was just wondering if you were familiar with Chautauqua, because we really should talk with the kinds of things that you're doing. You know, it would be good to initiate something for you, you know, to be in that next issue, which is our summer issue that's coming up. It's what we're working on right now, is the summer issue. So, and I know you don't know much about, you know, all the things that we're doing at this point, because we haven't really talked that much. But so if you'd like, we can talk a little further about that shortly as well, and see how that might fit.
That sounds like a really great fit. It really does.
Oh, yeah. And they're always open to, you know, new workshops and speakers and things like that. And their season is usually June through into September, I believe. And they get 170,000 plus people through during that season.
Very cool.
I know.
Very
it
cool.
is. And they have 6 to 8,000, we heard a range of 6 to 8,000 permanent residents who live there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite an extraordinary place, and having the opportunity to be there for the full day and connect with lots of people, and going to actually have some of the different foods that we're involved with, healthy foods that they're open to having in some of their places on the campus. So things are, as you know, definitely taking place and happening. So, Tom, what is the strongest message that you would like to leave with the listeners as we're coming to a close?
Well, I just wanted to definitely say I thank you and appreciate you for what you're doing, and I think the work that you're doing is amazing. I'm grateful for this opportunity to speak with you and your listeners today. And really what I just want to impart upon them is that you had touched on it a little bit, actually, joyful state. What we're doing here is refining or creating an antenna, if you will, that will host these other frequency ranges. And so we are here on a journey, and we have a purpose here. And what I feel like is, in order for you to get above the there's like a net deficit or a net surplus of energy that you could work with. So most people that are walking around not in healthy conditions have a net deficit. When you have a net surplus of this etheric energy, and your antenna is then, this antenna is then created, you access this creative layer. It's this, you know, the people that get the artists and everybody that accesses this creative layer, you have this ability now with this antenna, so you really do have this ability to manifest your true path here when you resonate at that other frequency. So it's almost like accessing this as you refine it and enabling you to empower you on your path here. And so it's really quite important that we do this healthy kind of regimen. So once we get the healthy foods, then we're now a healthy functioning human being that doesn't need anything else. Then we add additional life force to get a net surplus, which then taps you into the creative layer, creates a space of joy, which then becomes manifestation. So that's the real path, I think.
Absolutely. And again, what you just said, and there are many ways to say things, so what you just said is, you know, when we partake in the kinds of foods that are as close to Mother, Father, Nature as possible, the least processed, the least altered, the least chemically laden.
Right.
You know, the non-genetically altered, all of this stuff that is just absolutely crazy. with what's going on the planet today. You know, all of that takes us further away. So, you know, what we want to do, that's when I'm working with somebody, you know, I lead them in a way that is, okay, you know, let's start with what you're putting in your body.
Right.
And what you're not. And also, of course, you know, what's going in through your eyes and what's going through your ears.
So well said. So well said. You really nailed it.
It's like, throw those televisions out, you know.
I know, exactly.
All this stuff that is just like, all it's doing is continuously programming you in
right.
so many ways that you don't even have a clue.
Right.
Don't even have a clue. At least the average person doesn't have a clue.
Right.
When you do have a clue, it's like, oh goodness, I got to balance this out, you know. and again, I'm not saying listeners, you know, don't have a TV to watch some good movies, things like this. And I'm not saying that. I think all of you who are listening know what we're talking about here. There are so many subliminal messages coming at us, and you know. Is this a conspiracy theory? No. This is. Let's just get to facts. You know, you can go do your own research. Go do your own. Don't listen to what's being told to you, even by us. You go do your own research and digging, and you know you'll find that there are several energies, you know, on the planet, and it's, you know, everything has a positive, negative, yin yang, whatever. So we're walking along on this planet, and we do have things that are, you know, pulling and tearing down as much as we have enlightening us and creating joy. So someone said to me one time, Marcia, do you get that there's evil in the world? And I looked at this person, and I said, oh, I mean, I know this person very well, and I knew where they were coming from and why they were saying this. So I looked at him, and I said, oh, honey, absolutely. You certainly know that I know that there's evil in the world, and I choose to focus on the light.
Right.
Because the light takes care of the darkness. And that's why, Tom, you know, so many times, especially being amidst all of these things that many of us are, I just don't feel that the answer is getting so tied up in all the heavy stuff.
I agree. I think that's a really good point. It's like people ask me, well, you know, I have my viewpoints, but I choose to create a different thing as opposing to resisting an old paradigm, because when you resist an old paradigm, you strengthen that when you resist it, basically. You give it energy. And so what I feel like, it's not being blissfully ignorant or sticking your head in the sand. It's actively creating a new reality in which we basically are staking we're planting our stake in the collective consciousness of this is how it could be. And when enough people resonate with that, the whole thing will change, and it becomes almost like a cascading type effect, a domino effect.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, what you just said takes us even to a little more expanded area, which is why, listeners, why do you think that there's so much negativity being pumped and thrown at you? You know, it's
right.
Like, because there's entities that know that when you do that, you know, you're creating chaos.
Right. Well,
you're creating havoc.
How can somebody be centered and grounded and aware and present when they've got all this celebrity gossip and this news and all this other stuff on their mind? Like you said, it is absolutely like a programming thing, because I've heard people speak on opinions that are just basically their opinions. They don't even realize that they're not even their opinions, but that they learned them, you know, they're just resuscitating.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's quite interesting. And one more thing that just came to mind. When my son was in preschool, there was this beautiful elderly lady who ran the school, the preschool. And I remember, it's just amazing the things we remember, you know. She said one day something like, she was making a comment about people listening to their radios. And I think it might have taken place when parents were picking up their children. You know how, you know, after the preschool time is done during the day, you know, the parents come and pick them up, and they are in a trail of cars, you know, along the curb, and I guess what was happening at that point, and the reason she said that was because she was picking up on so much noise, you know, from the radios in the cars, and she made a comment that was, people need to turn those radios off and listen to the silence.
I love that.
And, I mean, and she was like 80. I think Miss Evie was her name. And you have to get, my son is a grown man now, you know. So this is like a number of years ago. But anyway, well, I can see that we can expand into to many arenas with this topic. And again, I just want to say, you know, thanks, Tom. Listeners, we have been talking with Tom Waters, who I mentioned to you was referred to me by Diane Phillips, and Diane was referred to me by my friend Ann Anderson. But we have been speaking with Tom Waters, who basically has been working with nature from a very early age, preparing various plant tinctures, et cetera, and much more than that. If you've been listening to the show today, you realize that you know, it is quite an in-depth subject and an in-depth opportunity. So, Tom, thank you so much. And how about if we end today by you again giving your contact information, and then we can let you go and enjoy the rest of what you have to do.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again, Marcia, for this opportunity, for your time, and again for what you do. People can reach me at tom@thesecretfire.org, or if somebody would like to talk with me personally, they can phone me at 714-926-7051. And again, I just thank you again for what you're doing. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. It does mean a lot when we express, you know, gratitude to others for living their purpose the way that I say it. So there's nothing greater than that, and that's what we wish for everybody on the planet.
Me too.
So thank you so much, and enjoy your weekend. I know you have some things on the schedule that sound really interesting. And like I said, I'll email you, and we can look at other possibilities that I mentioned a moment ago as well, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great day, and thank you, everybody, for listening.
All right. See you later, Tom. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, listeners. And again, that was Tom Waters, and please feel free to call these beautiful people that we do interviews with, and or email them. It's just a joy, and just how wonderful it is to have the opportunity for this kind of information to come to your ears and take it in and turn it around and better your life and those that are around you, that you know, loved ones, family, friends, and therefore the planet. So we have had a fantastic interview today, and I personally want to thank Tom Waters and Diane Phillips and Ann Anderson. Love you guys a lot. You mean a lot to me. It was a joy meeting Diane through Ann. And I know that this coming year of 2012 into 2013 is already an exceptional, exceptional time. And what I mean by that is I'm going to share a couple things with you right now that you may want to, well, actually you will want to make note of. Okay, the Healthy Referral newspaper that you here mentioned is my business partner, Tom Katowski, and I. This is Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, the host of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show and co-founder Well, it's a healthy referral newspaper and the different things that we do. But my business partner, Tom, and I met and started in the mid-'80s, and by 1989, the Healthy Referral newspaper was created along with this radio show and along with the International Natural Health and Foods Expo. That is our annual large event that we put on, and I will tell you more about that in a moment. The Healthy Referral newspaper is a national, international, full-size newspaper, approximately 36 pages. And again, it is a physical newspaper in hand. And anyone who is in the preventive natural health, personal growth, positive news arena can promote what they're doing in the Healthy Referral newspaper. It is a venue for you to do that. We have just very simple ways for you to do that. And the Healthy Referral is distributed throughout the country and also touches internationally, which takes me to tell you that the international energy also comes through because we have the best of both worlds, the way I like to say it, and that is that the Healthy Referral, besides being a physical newspaper, is also online to be able to be read by the world. And that website is www.newspaperdirect.com. And I'm going to say that again, www.newspaper, N-E-W-S-P-A-P-E-R, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T, .com. You go to that site and you put in Healthy Referral, and up will come an opportunity for you to read a few articles. And the first page, if you want to read more than that, it will tell you how to do that. Now, I'm going to give you another website that actually is a link you can go to simply pull up a copy, a past copy of the Healthy Referral newspaper. And this particular issue was the issue that was distributed also at the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, Canada, where we actually went, had the week there while we experienced seeing the Healthy Referral newspapers stacked up in places like the Whole Foods Market, etc. So it was a joy, and so much has come out of that. And, in fact, I would like to say thank you to Michael of Sierra Sil, which is a fantastic company, Sierra Sil, for everything he has done and had done to help with us being in Vancouver. He was so gracious, he and his wife, to have us stay at the house. So that issue that I'm going to give you the link for is of that Vancouver. I shouldn't say just Vancouver, but it was the distribution also included the Olympics, 2010 Winter Olympics. So that link is www.scrid.com/, that's a forward slash, Healthy Referral. So what it is www.scrid.com/healthy-referral, and that will give you the opportunity to click on the 2010 Winter Olympic issue of the Healthy Referral. So you can promote your businesses in the newspaper. You can subscribe to it as well, and we will be happy to answer any questions that you might have in regards to that. Now, the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show that you're listening to every Friday, and it's archived, so you can listen to it 24/7 as well. You are able to have an interview done on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, a 10-minute or 20-minute or however we want to set it up. The rates are on our site, which is our general business site, and that's healthyreferral.com. Again, www.healthyreferral.com. And you can see the Mind, Your Body, and Spirit link at the top. Click on that. Of course, don't just depend on the website. Give us a call so that we can talk. and, you know, help you out with how you can best do that. Now, the other thing that I mentioned to you is that we produce the annual International Natural Health and Foods Expo, and the 16th year is coming up April 5th through 7th of 2013. Again, that's April 5th through 7th of 2013. We are going to have our 16th year for the expo at the Orlando, Florida Convention Center in Orlando, Florida. So things are underway with movement for that, and we are very, very excited because it is going to bring together lots of, like a reunion, lots of old friends and acquaintances and participants, as well as new people. So it's a very exciting, exciting opportunity. Any of this that you're hearing me share with you right now, you simply have to get in touch with us, let us talk with you and answer your questions and share whatever we can to have you know of how it would be best for you to participate. All right, so our number again is 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Now, you have also heard on the shows when we have spoken about the wonderful Forever Green Whole Foods at wholesale to your doorstep. In particularly the marine phytoplankton in the formula that's called Frequency, and that is F-R-E-Q-U-E-N, capital S-E-A, all written together, like the ocean, C-S-E-A, like the ocean. And I'm going to give you a website or two that you can take a peek. There are several wonderful videos that I highly recommend. One is called Another Day. It's about the marine phytoplankton and Tom Harper, the owner of a sea farm in Victoria, Canada, where the marine phytoplankton is harvested to put into the Frequency. And there's a beautiful story about Tom Harper when he was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer a number of years ago. And the story behind that is a simple one and an amazing one. So please go to our site, Forever Green site, and that is www.75720.myforevergreen.org. Again, www.75720.myforevergreen.org. You can then, you know, once you have to click to go into the U.S. or whatever, you will see on the home page at the top, cinema, the word cinema. If you click on the cinema link, it will take you to a number of very short videos. That is what I would like to have you take a look at. Again, the Another Day with Tom Harper is one. There's the Restoration Biology. There's the Eight Principles of Health. And then I would love for you to give us a call so we can talk to you more about how you can begin to receive the wonderful foods and food products from Forever Green at wholesale right to your home. Again, I'm going to give our phone number of 216-533-2273. Again, 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. Again, that's healthyreferral.com. We appreciate you so very much. We look forward to having you tune in each and every Friday. Remember that you can listen by phone to the radio show. And I'm going to leave you with a quote. I am the gardener who has nurtured my body and soul with essential nutrients and a lifestyle. Much like the saying, April showers bring May flowers, I am enjoying the fruits of my own caretaking. Everything in my life is coming up daisies. A beautiful affirmation. We'll see you next week on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Be well. Let us hear from you. You are the reason that we are doing what we're doing. So we appreciate you very, very much. Lots of love. Enjoy your holiday weekend. And we'll see you next week here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show.